Today's episode is brought to you by CBDMD. Getting a good night's sleep can be much easier said than done. Do not worry, because our good friends over at CBDMD have exactly what you need to get the sleep that you deserve. CBDPM blends melatonin with other sleep-promoting ingredients with 500 milligrams of high-quality CBD to create a powerful and effective sleep aid. And to make it even easier to get the year started off right, they're offering our listeners 25% off your next order when you use promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, cbdmd.com, promo code NBA, 25% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD. cbdmd.com, promo code NBA, 25% off your next order.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's get it going on the Locked On Thunder Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I am your host, Rylan Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Rylan underscore Styles. It's at R-Y-L-A-N underscore S-T-I-L-A-S. You can follow the show on Twitter at L-O Thunderpod. Email the show, lothunderpod at gmail.com. Call into the show, 405-362-7128. On today's show, we're going to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder losing to the Portland Trail Blazers in Oklahoma City. And we'll start this game with the game overview the way we always do, and that is by starting out with the injury report, which Tel Maldon returned from the injury report. He was with the health and safety protocols for the last six games. He's now back in this one. George Hill, of course, is still out with that thumb injury, and SGA remains sidelined with that knee injury. But remember, Mark Dignot said that we'll see him sooner rather than later, and as this game was the first game of a back-to-back for the Thunder, I wonder if whenever Mark told us we'd see Shea real soon, if he meant tomorrow. Because if you look at the schedule, they play Memphis on Wednesday night, and that's a second half of back-to-back, and you would imagine Al Horford will not be partaking in that game because he's been resting on the second night of back-to-backs this entire season. So with Al Horford coming out, maybe SGA comes in. Who knows? We'll see what happens moving forward throughout today. Follow me on Twitter for all the updates on the injury report at R-Y-L-A-N underscore S-T-I-L-A-S. So the Thunder starters were Tel Maldon, Lou Dort, Kenny Hustle, Darius Bazley, and Al Horford. And the Blazers did not have CJ McCollum still. They did not have Yusuf Nurkic, Rodney Hood, Zach Collins, Harry Giles. So they were depleted to say the least. But the Blazers were riding on a massive high, especially beating out Dallas a couple games ago. And in this game, the Thunder started out flat. And the first quarter and the first half, for the most part, really felt like all the games just piling on Oklahoma City. It just felt like they all hit the Thunder at once, right? Not having SGA, playing as many games the last few days as they have played throughout these last couple weeks. They've been playing nonstop, it feels like. It felt like everything hit them. The lack of depth. So you have a limited bench. You don't have your leader in SGA. You don't have your bucket getter in SGA. And it felt like what we all were concerned about heading into this stretch of games just whacked them in the face once and for all, right? They were able to get up a huge lead against LA and a huge lead against LA again, and then against Denver. And they were able to survive this stretch by playing really good basketball. And in the first half, they did not play good basketball at all. They shot 30% from the floor in the first quarter. Portland had a 12-point lead in the first frame. Al Horford and Darius Bazley were the only players that felt like it scored. I mean, they scored their first 17 points in that first quarter. Oklahoma City was sloppy with the basketball in that first quarter. They were sleepwalking through that game, and rightfully so. I mean, they're depleted, and they've played a ton of games, and it takes an emotional toll on you to play all those games and then only come away with one win against Milwaukee last game. And then you're on the front end of a back-to-back, so you know that the stretch is not getting any easier as you're going to play again tomorrow and then play again Friday. It just never seems to end. So it felt like they were fatigued, and they didn't have the same effort level. They didn't have the same energy level for the first half. And I think that, once again, you have to say the phrase of, it would have been totally okay. Right, we've said this before, it would have been totally okay if the Thunder would have had a bad game and got blown out start to finish in this game and had no chance whatsoever, sleepwalk through this game. It would have been excusable. There would have been 1,000 excuses for it. And excuse is not a bad term. There would have been thousands of reasons for why this happened that aren't necessarily that they're a bad team. But the Thunder didn't go down quietly. Like Usain Bolt, they always have a run in them, and they had a run tonight. And they, in fact, took the lead in the fourth quarter. And they came roaring back after the Blazers built up this huge lead, which is par for the course for the Blazers, which they've done a ton of times, is to build up these huge leads and then lose them and find a way to reach and get them out of the jaws of defeat and the clutch time because of Damian Lillard. But in this game, Portland had 24 as their largest lead. 24 points as their largest lead. It was tied twice. It was five lead changes. Oklahoma City did not lead in this game from about 5 minutes into the first quarter until about 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And the constant battle, the constant, you know, the constant want to, right? Like it takes a lot of want to be a good team. And it takes a lot of want to come back in these games. So there's no crowd. There's nothing to give you a second life. The energy that you get is all from your teammates and all from your bench. And the Thunder did great, even as Portland just in every way beat them. I mean, they had just this huge three-point barrage. They shot 42% from beyond the arc tonight. That's insane. That's an insane team percentage to go from three. And they made 20 threes in this game. 20 of them dropped for Portland. And it was in the first half where it was just a flurry of threes, especially from Anfernee Simons, who had five threes in this game. It felt like most of them came in the first half. He was electric in this game for Portland. And it just felt like it was all going to snowball in Oklahoma City. And then you get down double digits at halftime. But the Thunder were able to come back. And it was all thanks to Lu Dort. Lu Dort was the reason this team stayed as competitive as they did and were able to chip away. He goes 44% from the floor on 18 shots. Lu Dort took the most shots on this team at 18. He took nine threes, made three of them. I'll take 33% all day from beyond the arc for Lu Dort. He got to the free throw line four times, which is really a good measurement of how great he was driving to the lane in this game. Because in the first half, Portland was playing great defense. They were rotating well, and they were able to keep a man home and anchor the defense in the back end to where the Thunder really could not find ways to exploit a defense the way they normally have. Normally, teams have kind of given them the three-point shot. They've allowed the Thunder to either shoot wide open uncontested, or the Thunder have been able to have a good ball movement to get them open looks from beyond the arc and take advantage of it that way. In this game, Portland in the first half was electric on the defensive end. They were rotating well. They were able to keep a guy in the paint and not sacrifice the paint to stop the perimeter shooting. And even as teams were giving the Thunder three-pointers and letting guys shoot wide open, the Thunder were not a good three-point shooting team entering tonight. So then you combat that with, okay, they're already not a good three-point shooting team. Now we're going to close out on the three-point shooters. They're going to get even worse, obviously. And then, of course, they still anchor the defense very well in the first half. Now, Lu Dort was phenomenal. 23 points in this game. Of course, that's a team high for the Thunder. Lu Dort was in control offensively. And Lu Dort was your bucket getter tonight. Lu Dort was the guy in the clutch that when the Thunder desperately needed a three or needed a point, they would go to Lu Dort. And the fact that Lu Dort can not only take that and run with it in certain games, but he can still play the great defense. I don't know what more you could want to see from Lu Dort to realize he's not Andre Robertson, who just signed with the Brooklyn Nets. He's not Robertson. He's not Cephalosha. He's different. Like he is built differently than the great wings that could defend in Thunder past. He's a legitimate offensive force. He can facilitate. He can drive. He can kick. He can shoot. He can finish. He can get to the line. And as his role gets reduced offensively, and as Shea can start setting up Lu Dort more, and Shea can come back to this lineup, Lu Dort can get even better offensively. I think that you're seeing that there's always going to be someone from this team that steps up. It's a kind of culture that they have in Oklahoma City. But more than that, tonight was a good look of the future. Like, forget this year. I don't care what you think about this year. I don't care what you think about this specific Thunder team. Moving forward, whenever you combine his rookie year and you combine the bubble and you combine what we've seen this year, Lu Dort has proven to you not only can he lock down LeBron James, James Harden, Lillard, Murray, Donovan Mitchell, no, whoever you throw at him, he can lock him down or at least play the best defense imaginable on those players. I mean, that last shot that Dame hit, that was really the dagger. Lu Dort's playing really good defense on him. It just went in. It's similar to the shot that Dame made in the playoffs, which is just terribly open wounds for all of us. But you know, Lu Dort showed that he can also add on the offensive end and be a plus player offensively. And The fact that he's well above average offensively and elite defensively makes him an all-around really, really good player. And the clips that you see from Dort, I mean, that's the steal and drive and dunk today. It's the LeBron James air ball. The clips that guys like Worldwide Wild are putting on Twitter about Lou Dort on a team with Oklahoma City that's the sixth worst record in the NBA right now. This Thunder team has played well and they've been enjoyable. Record-wise, this Thunder team, because of these other circumstances of not having Shea and this and that, have been where we expected them to be, towards the bottom of the NBA. And yet still, Lou Dort is somehow creating highlights for the NBA masses on Twitter on defense. On defense, he's creating highlights that Worldwide Wob is sharing to the biggest audience on NBA Twitter. Lou Dort is going to find himself in the all-defensive team, on the all-defensive team this year because of clips like that and because of the things he can do defensively. You have an all-NBA, all-defensive NBA player on your team already who is playing for peanuts and is 22 years old. And not only can he be an incredible defender, he can drop 20 points. Now, will he do that consistently and will he drop 20 points every night? No, but he can be a 15-point-per-game scorer. He can be somewhere in that ballpark. And the three-point shooting is there, but it's more than that, right? It's more than just having to rely on the three-point shot. And we'll talk more about Lou Dort coming up. We'll talk more about this entire team coming up and this entire game coming up. But first, I want to tell you about our good friends over at betonline.ag. So BetOnline.ag is the one place that has you covered. It's the one place that we trust. BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all the sport action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers the award shows, TV shows, reality TV, real-time updated odds on prop bets, almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered with all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head on over to the website today, use the mobile device to sign up today, and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. You can go there and check out all their odds, including prop bets with the NBA, which has the Thunder, according to BetOnline.ag, as the second betting favorite to land Blake Griffin, which is insane. But head on over there, BetOnline.ag, check them out. BetOnline.ag, use promo code LOCKEDON, 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportbook experts. We are back on Locked On Thunder. I want to tell you right now, whenever this podcast is over, check out Locked On Today. Get more of the sport news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from a local expert. Start your day off with the sport news that matters most in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast from, including the radio.com app. So Lou Dort is averaging 12 points right now, 3 rebounds right now, 1 assist right now. And he's done all that on good efficiency, 41% from the floor, 33% from beyond the arc, 71% from the free throw line. And that's why Lou Dort, like while Lou Dort, has been put in these positions with Théo Maledon as a starting point guard, Diallo as a starting point guard, as he is the starting point guard some nights. Like it's been a couple games here. I mean, it's been like, what, 6-7 games that Shea's missed this year that has put Dort in this weird spot, and he's still able to perform to where I want to see what Lou Dort can turn into, not only for the rest of his career, but within this season alone. How good can he get this year whenever SGA does return and is playing consistently? Because Lou Dort has shown you the flashes he needs to show you to be a really, really good player in this league on both ends of the floor, not just an elite defender. But Al Horford had a really good first half. He was efficient and one of the few players who was efficient in the first half for the Thunder. But he finishes the night with 44% shooting from the floor, 25% from beyond the arc, and just 12 points. But he did get 5 rebounds and dish out 3 assists in this one. It was the Lou Dort show. I mean, Lou Dort was the reason why the Thunder were in this game to start with. Of course, Horford helps out. Muscala gets the 11 points off the bench. Isaiah Roby, though, was an underrated aspect of this game. And Isaiah Roby continues to show you flashes of what he can be with 11 points in 23 minutes on 66% from the floor. He has 10 rebounds in this one. The rebounding numbers getting up there for Roby is a good thing. Double-doubles is a good thing for Roby. And he has 2 assists, including one of the best passes you're going to see all year. And the pass he made to Justin Jackson is one of the best that you're going to see all year long. I think in this game, Isaiah Roby looked a bit more confident. I mean, he only shot 1-3, but it was a in-stride three-pointer. He just caught it. He shot it as a trailer on the play. And I want to see him get more aggressive from beyond the arc because I truly believe he has talent from three-point land. He can make three-point shots. He just has to get in the habit of taking them. He just has to be able to trust himself enough to take those shots. And that comes with playing time. That comes with experience. And when he does that, it'll be great for his game. Also, I want to see him play the four more. We talked about this ad nauseum, but I think that he can play the four better than people give him credit for. Like, I don't think that he'd just be abused defensively at the four position. I think he'd actually be a lot better defensively at the four position than the five position. And I think that that would open up a lot of his game. I want to see Roby getting this 20-minute per game mark, you know, as the season progresses. I think he did really well in this role. I want to see that continue. Tail Maldon returns, and in this game, the box score will not show it. The 7 points will not show it. The three assists will not show it. But Tail Maldon had a really good game. I mean, he had a really, really good game. He looked comfortable. It's tough your first game back from the health and safety protocols. He's been inactive for 6 straight games, which means he also couldn't practice and couldn't even get work in, to where this is his first game of real action, and he's thrust it in there with 27 minutes. He's a young guy, so it's not going to be a big deal to him. He's a young guy with fresh legs. That's fine. But he has to play 27 NBA minutes after being inactive in 6 straight games, and he's still able to not only look comfortable, but look confident and look in control. And just the nature of how controlled he is whenever he's driving, you saw him get that huge and one in this game in the second quarter. The poise he plays with, even as someone who's been a professional for years and years, I mean, since, what, 16 years old, he's been a professional, I get all that, but still, this is a whole different ballgame. He's so poised and confident that you love to see what he's already showing the NBA world, and it's something you have to watch to really understand beyond the box score. So the driving was great. He gets to the line 3 times. What stands out beyond his offensive game, because it's just so smooth and it's so just silky offensively, and that with more repetition, with more opportunity, you're going to see it expand more and more. What stands out beyond that is his defense. There were some possessions where he's matched up with Damian Lillard and everyone's holding their breath as if this rookie will get exposed. And while Dame will probably, you know, still score over him and Dame will still get his, I mean, Dame goes for over 30 points tonight. Obviously, he's an elite player, an elite scorer. It wasn't because Tail Maldon was just not in front of him or couldn't handle the assignment. Tail Maldon did his job. Dame's just better. And sometimes, most of the time, great offense beats great defense. And Tail Maldon was able to stay in front, which is a good sign for him as somebody who was knocked coming out of college as not being a good athlete, not being good athletically. And that's being why one of the knocks he got pegged down the draft board is how could he keep up with the NBA athletes in this league. And he's done it, to his credit, at a great pace this year in his action so far. Now, there was a lot of talk on Twitter about Justin Jackson. And in his 16 minutes, he was not as productive as he normally is, but he still shot 2 for 4 from beyond the arc, 2 for 6 overall, and he got 3 assists on his way out the door in this game in just those 16 minutes. I think that you've got to judge Justin Jackson in a vacuum. I cannot sit here and criticize Justin Jackson, who just gave 20-point efforts back-to-back and was a huge reason for why you won the Milwaukee game and why you were in the last game. I cannot, in good faith, act like he didn't show up tonight or was lacking in productivity tonight, because he did exactly what the expectation level should be for him. The expectation level should not be 20 points a night. The expectation level should be he gives you 16 solid minutes off the bench whenever he plays and he can knock down a couple 3-pointers. Anything more than that is golden. And so he did his job tonight. He hit a big shot. I mean, he hit a really big shot on that second 3-pointer. I feel like on Twitter there are some people holding him up to the 20-point per game efforts and not holding him up to what he is as a player, right? Like, he's not going to be a 20-point per game scorer. To be a 20-point per game scorer, you have to be an all-star caliber player. That's not Justin Jackson's game. He played his role tonight, and he did it well. I think that Jackson took a step back from the last couple games, but he took a step forward in his overall body of work, because what you want from Jackson is consistency. If he got 0 points tonight and just was atrocious from beyond the arc, goes 0-for-4 and just could not stop shooting the mid-range shot or could not get out of his own way, then yes, you can start criticizing him for this game. But in this game, in his 16 minutes, he did exactly what you want Justin Jackson to do. So I'm not really sure why there's a growing sentiment that he didn't show up tonight. Like, it's not the case. It's simply not the case. But coming up, I want to tell you more about this game and preview tonight's game. But first, I'm going to tell you about our good friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar is a phenomenal protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON. Get 20% off your next order. They have six brand new flavors. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. They're great for the health-conscious person to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, great for the keto diet. Try them today. Soft and easy to chew. 100% real chocolate on the outside of these protein bars that taste just like candy bars. My favorite is the cookies and cream Built Bar. Trust me, try them out today, BuiltBar.com. And when you do, use promo code LOCKEDON. Get 20% off your next order. That is promo code LOCKEDON, 20% off your next order. Trust me, they are amazing. I love to use them as just a meal replacement, as a quick little breakfast in the morning. You can use them as a snack, whatever you want to do, at BuiltBar.com. Promo code LOCKEDON, 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. We are back on Locked On Thunder, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I want to tell you about the Rejecting the Screen podcast. Get behind the scenes of the game you love and get all sides of the story from the Rejecting the Screen podcast. Each week, Noah Corrales and Adam Stanko get personal with interviewing players, coaches, and media members, all the players and all the people that make the NBA happen. Subscribe to Rejecting the Screen podcast wherever you get your podcast from, including the radio.com app. So we want to dive now into the biggest storyline from tonight, is that the offense is sputtering without Shai. And I don't say that as a negative for this team as a whole. This team just put up 104 points on a night that they were atrocious for an entire quarter. Like, the entire first quarter, they were terrible offensively, scored 21 points. And they still found a way to get up to that 100-point marker without their very best player, without their very best scorer. And you can argue without their two best scorers, because George Hill can get hot from beyond the arc on any given night. And whatever position you want to put these players in, the bottom line is SGA and George Hill are two of your four best players. And you still scored 100 points on a night that your offense was sputtering. So just imagine what this offense can do whenever SGA returns. Hopefully that's tonight. But again, even tonight, you won't have your full lineup because Al Horford will now take a back seat and probably rest on the second night of a back-to-back. So I understand the offense looks atrocious at times, but do not throw it all out and throw it all away right now, because just remember, SGA will be returning pretty quickly. I'm not going to ramble on about this game as what I normally would. I want everyone to stay safe. I want to conserve as much energy as possible. So I want to record this and get it up for you guys and shut down as much as I can. I hope you all are staying warm, staying safe, conserving as much energy as possible, and aren't affected too terribly bad with the power outages. I had my power controllably shut off, however you want to phrase that, whenever it was negative 6 degrees outside. So that was not a lot of fun. And I don't want that to happen again. So make sure you're doing your part and staying safe out there, everybody. Stay off the roads if you can. The MVP of this game is, of course, Lu Dort. The mock headline tonight is, it's got to be the shoes. Damian Lillard drops 31 in win over Thunder. Of course, playing on the fact that he dropped those first round shoes to celebrate that first round wave off shot a couple years ago. He dropped those a couple months ago. Follow me on Twitter for the injury updates and everything else regarding the Thunder at Rylan underscore Styles, at R-Y-L-A-N underscore S-T-I-L-A-S. We will be back tomorrow to recap the game against Memphis and talk more about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. Be good and be good to one another.